Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests are Pam Ross and Derek Abelman. Today's episode is brought to you by Franchise Payments Network, Answer Connect, and Scorpion. Franchisees partner with your brand to go into business for themselves, not by themselves, and your team works hard to support them. Yet, franchisees still say that they are frustrated and confused by everything they need to do to compete for new customers, especially as it relates to digital marketing. With social media, Google search, video, apps, mobile, email, and more, it's a constant struggle for your team to keep up and provide the support that your growing brand wants and needs. Scorpion is here to help. Scorpion is a digital marketing company that helps franchise brands and their franchisees get out of the weeds of digital marketing. With a combination of technology and expertise, Scorpion connects all of the marketing dots to provide clear, personalized plans that are measured against the one thing that your franchisees care most about: revenue growth. Finally, a cohesive brand-approved strategy for all franchisees. Scorpion empowers your team to provide exactly what your franchisees partnered with you for: world-class support that allows them to focus their time and energy on growing their business. To learn more, visit scorpion.co/geek. That's scorpion.co/geek. You know, we talk a lot on this show about what happens outside the walls of a franchise system: digital marketing, social media, websites, all of that fun stuff. But it's been a while since we really talked about the marketing and everything else that happens with a brand inside the walls of a franchise. And as more small businesses are reopening and we move back into more in-person business happening, I wanted to re-examine the importance of the interior of a franchisee location. So with me here today to discuss are Pam Ross, Senior Manager of New School Openings at School of Rock. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Derek Abelman is back with us today. He rejoins us and he's the marketing manager at Northeast Color. Hey, Derek, how are you?
I'm great, Jack. Thanks again for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really interested in this subject. Like I said, as more places reopen and a lot more people are going back into brick and mortar locations, I think this is kind of a timely discussion to have here in spring of 2021. Pam, before we get started and taking a look inside a School of Rock, give us a little background on the brand, please.
Okay, so School of Rock, the most revolutionary music education school in the world.
And rock on, I love that.
Right? And when I say in the world, I really do mean in the world. So we're 290 units in 10 countries.
Wow.
With a lot more international expansion headed our way, with 40,000 students and growing. So you may have heard of the movie. Almost everyone's heard of the movie.
Oh, yes.
The movie was... Right. Yeah. So the movie was actually based on us. We've been around since 1998. So our locations have been growing since that point. So we're obviously not a real accredited school or an after school program that focuses on teaching the rock instruments, guitar, bass, drum, keys, and vocals. And the key part of our program is that we don't just put you in lessons only and one-on-one lessons. The whole point is that we put our kids in age-appropriate and level-appropriate bands. So they're really getting that group aspect of performance together and collaboration and working together. So that's what makes us really different than a lot of other music shops and things like that.
So important, playing with other kids. Doesn't matter the kind of music or what instrument anyone is playing. I've been doing this for a long time myself, and there's such a difference between sitting in a room with a music teacher one-on-one and being in a room with other kids who are actually learning from each other and, you know, really kind of taking and giving from each other. So it's a great concept. And I would imagine inside a school, or do you call them schools or studios, or what's your jargon internally?
We do call them schools. Yep. So okay. In school.
So inside the schools, I would imagine it can get a little loud as kids are rocking out, right? There's always some activity. There's always some sound happening. So I would imagine that environment inside a school is really important and probably critical for how well the students are learning. Is that right?
That's correct. So from all the way down to how we are with building the sizes of the rooms and construction, it's critical. So we need to have spaces for, you know, different levels and different instrument groups. So if we have a smaller scale rehearsal room for the younger kids, that might be not the same as a larger rehearsal room for the adults or older kids. So our schools are, you know, kind of take that all into consideration for all levels, what's going to make the most sense. And there's a special space. There's a student lounge in all of our schools, which is a requirement and an important social center within the school.
Really? I like that. So, you know, one of the most important things about being a musician is to hang out with other musicians, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Having that social time, I think, is important, especially if kids are going to play together. So tell me about the interior of a school maybe a few years ago versus what it looks like now, and what kinds of changes have you guys made recently? And maybe we can talk a little bit more about the work that Northeast Color did with School of Rock.
A couple of years ago, we didn't have a lot of great guidance for our franchisees in terms of how to build, even with construction materials and the best way to treat sound, and even being so consistent with how many rooms and the sizes and those kinds of things. So as we've evolved and really honed in on it, we've kind of found like what's the best vibe? Like, it's really important. And so, you know, you can walk in, since we're situated in a lot of strip retail centers, mm-hmm. You can walk into those places and feel a different vibe with drop ceiling and white paint, and it feels average. But when you walk into a School of Rock, we want you to instantly feel like you're in, there's cool tones and there's cool vibes. There's darker colors, darker floors, maybe a brick facade, some mixed metals with brushed aluminum, just kind of more of an industrial vibe. So we're really calculated with what materials we provide as options for franchisees. We do have a palette that they pick from. So a lot of School of Rocks look different. So there's top qualities that tie them together, but there's ability enough for the franchisees to make them their own. So a lot of the, you know, accent walls in rooms can be customized per taste, or, you know, if you are really into purple prints and want to do a purple rain wall or something like that.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah. So if you have different musical tastes, or if you really like the color blue and you want to put more blue accents in your walls, you can absolutely do that. But we do, everything's carefully calculated in terms of like cool tones. The thing that Northeast Color did too with getting our brand imagery, so our colors are more unified with the brand imagery and the consistency. The other thing that our imagery shows is it shows kids performing together. So you walk in our reception area and we have a huge wallpaper graphic with varying age levels, adults and kids and the younger kids performing and actually in practice in the schools. So they can actually, parents and kids can visualize themselves what it's like to be a participant at a School of Rock. So unifying that together has been really helpful. And Northeast has made our quality and consistency so much better than I would say previously, that all of our digital assets are housed and that we have a good catalog with them. That it's much easier for the franchisees to order it, and there's no question of where the branding goes.
How did that work between your two companies, really coming up with that brand imagery and, you know, what the color palette and, you know, what kinds of items were going to be on the wall? Who was sort of the creative drive behind that?
Well, that actually, you know, the imagery and the brand imagery and the colors were mostly from our marketing team. So we definitely have a very innovative marketing team that does get out and take a lot of photography on site at schools. The colors tying that together, we just kind of pulled the best ones from the palette. Obviously, our brand colors are pretty consistent. But Northeast definitely, there was a lot of discussion where the materials that we were using weren't necessarily the most economical or the most versatile or durable.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the examples is we have iconography. So we have like round icons in our school. The spiral guitar is kind of a pretty epic one that you see a lot, or our bat wing, which is the upside down guitar with the wings. That's called our bat wing logo. And you know, we now can print them on PVC, so they actually like look more 3D on a wall. And they also, if you know, we need to move them for whatever reason, if you know, this room needs to become a drum room and we need to, you know, just shift gears, we can easily move them. Same thing with some of our larger brand photography. Northeast helped us come up with, you know, printing them on a reasonable size that we could have more of the artwork displayed versus just one and be able to move it. And also, again, consistency of the quality for sure has been very helpful.
Excellent. Derek, I want to hear more about the interior work your team did with School of Rock. But first, give our audience a little bit of background on Northeast Color and your brand.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Pam. First of all, that was extremely kind and very heartwarming to hear. I appreciate all of that. It was our pleasure. It was been a great experience working with School of Rock, especially since your brand is so well put together and that you have such a clear sense of what you're going for.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, I talk about it a lot in our company. Whenever I pass through the production floor and I pass any of the new materials that we're making for you, like whether it's this supremely righteous photo of like a kid rocking out or the batwing guitar, it just like lifts my heart and makes me feel so excited to be in business with you and to know that that's going to make an impact in some kid's life somewhere, that's going to like lift someone's day or contribute to their lesson somehow. It's just like, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to see. So I thank you for those little moments in my day.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But in the larger picture, Northeast Color. So Jack, Northeast Color, we specialize in producing branded interiors for the franchise industry. So that's everything from custom signage to wall graphics to digital signage platforms. And we work with our clients to become their partners, to learn more about their brand and to help them really do something that we call value engineering, which is to take a look at their products and see where we might be able to improve them so that they're more impactful or more economical, so that they can ship or install easier, saving people time and, you know, hassle. So that's something that we focus on, and that's different for every client that we work with. And that discovery process is really about learning the brand and learning what it's going to take to make the most impactful set of decor that we can.
Were there some goals or objectives sort of outlined with School of Rock to start on? Maybe there were some post-COVID concerns with having partitions and things like that up, or you know, kind of where did you guys start, Derek?
Well, my understanding is that it really came down to helping them get that consistency and that convenience together. So I would say that one of the things, and this seems really obvious, is that when we talk about a franchisor or a franchisee or a supplier or something like that, I think it's important to remember that those are actually people, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Where, yeah, the three-legged stool. I'm kind of done with that metaphor, right?
Yeah, yeah. So like, for example, we're talking with School of Rock, which is a franchisor. But in reality, like, it's the person whose life is we're going to either make easier or harder is Pam's. Right. So Pam has this responsibility and this title. So how can we make her job easier? And that will flow downhill. So or will flow out through the rest of that franchise network. And so really there was a big focus on helping them get saving money on the materials and helping them just not have to chase vendors and bringing things under one roof. And there were absolutely things within the package that we worked on. One of the brushed aluminum signs that Pam mentioned, we worked to make that easier to install and to make that a size that could ship without having to go freight. So that's like a big piece of value engineering, because you can sit down and dream wild with us or anybody really. And then you run into these problems that you didn't think about, which is that's going to cost $400 to ship. You're going to spend more on shipping than you are on the actual sign itself, which is something, or that's extremely complicated to install. You're going to have to hire, we also do installation, and for some clients that makes sense. And for others, it really needs to be something that the franchisee can take ownership over. So we worked with them on a number of places there and also changing some of the materials just to bring that package in line with something that was going to make sense for the franchisees, which again, to my point, are people, right? Yeah. They have, like they're not just these end users that are handing you money. So I think it's just maintaining that connection of really understanding that you're making something that is going to have a life cycle through an entire franchise network.
Back in a moment after this quick word from Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate. It's an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales, frequency, and visibility. Through custom-branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and a 50% increase in customer visits. Create new reward streams with Pollinate, where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. I love the idea that both of you were working on this and all of your teams were working on this, with, as Pam mentioned, the marketing team got involved in, you know, the interior branding. I think I heard every marketing person in franchising cheer as soon as you said that, because so many brands just think of marketing as, well, that's the website or the Facebook page or the ads in whatever, and it really doesn't have anything to do with inside. But when someone walks into a location and it looks nothing like the Facebook page or the website, there's just instant confusion. So I love the idea that both of you were working with the marketing team and it was a real a consolidated approach. I also like the idea that you've done all of this work in the past year on an interior location like that, or I should say multiple locations, because about a year ago, there were so many brands who were getting into the business of being virtual, right? Especially in you know, kids and education and in activities and things like that. Everyone was trying to figure out, hey, maybe we don't even need all these locations. Let's just turn into a 100% Zoom company. And I think that may have worked for a little while for some brands. But as we said in the opening, there's nothing like getting a group of young musicians together to play together. So I think that was a bold move to, you know, go all in on the interior of these locations during a pandemic. So kudos on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we absolutely had to pivot to remote operation as well, but we still opened 27 schools last year. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So the remote functionality definitely helped, and we're, you know, back to business more this year. But it also did give us time to pause, so you can actually. And Derek, I don't know if you had this with other brands where you had a minute to actually really think about it too. So we actually had another minute to stop and think like, are we doing the best? Are we making the best choices? Are we really, is this the vibe that we fully want to put out? You know, we kind of talk about School of Rock being this third place for students and how and the kids having like a safe place to go. Now, although there was a time when we couldn't have people in the schools, we knew that we would ultimately be able to open up and be safe again. So we still wanted to be really strategic about, you know, being ready for that.
I would agree. Yeah, Pam, we did work with a number of clients where there was that extra level of consideration. And I think that that's really meaningful in this moment and in general, because part of what I think of our work as really at Northeast Colors, that we are environmental marketers in a sense. And to that end, when I think of School of Rock, I'm really inspired by the fact that you are this third place, and that in particular, in a sense, your decor kind of gives your students permission to rock out, right? Gives them permission to enjoy that theater.
Excellent. Before we go, I want to find out sort of what's next for both of your brands. Any new projects or any big things coming down the pipeline for either of you? Derek, anything new coming to us from Northeast Color?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So another thing that we focused on in the pandemic is taking that approach that I was just mentioning about the interior marketing and really taking a look at the different ways that is manifest through all of our offerings. And I think a part of it is really the understanding that all of the elements of your brand inside of your location are speaking, are telling a story, right? And we've gone through and really done a lot of product development to that end. So we've rolled out a lot of new things that you'll start seeing appear on our website soon. And the idea being that we want to help brands turn transactions into relationships. All of these elements of your collateral and all of your location, it's more than signs, it's more than digital signage. You are always telling a story whether you pay attention to it or not. So we've really done a lot of investigation and kind of examining the client journey. And that's come out in a lot of new products, which will be rolling out on our website soon. A lot of really cool illuminated pieces of signage and logos and things like that. And we've also really put a lot of emphasis into our digital signage division. We've hired a couple of people that we think are industry titans with lots of experience to come on and really shape that future for us. So that will be launching in the next 3 weeks. We're really, really excited about that.
Very good. We will be on the lookout for those upcoming changes. And if people want to watch along or maybe reach out to you with some questions, Derek, where can they reach you?
Oh, well, they can reach me at my name, dableman@northeastcolor.com or on LinkedIn. I'm also pretty active there. And our website is northeastcolor.com. Either one of those are great paths forward. And we'll be doing a launch of a digital signage microsite very soon. So I will be making some announcements about that on LinkedIn shortly.
Very good. And Pamela, what's next for School of Rock?
So many things. So I always brag that I have one of the best jobs in the world because I think we do. Never a dull moment at School of Rock. We have some really new exciting gear partners. We actually just partnered with Gibson Brands to add to our portfolio of preferred partners. But the biggest headline for us is our international expansion. So we're going to be opening outside of Madrid, which will be our first school in Europe in next month. Same thing with Dublin later this year, Colombia, and Taiwan. So Taiwan, talk about branding in a large scale. They have a 16,000 foot facility. It's probably the biggest exterior sign. It will be the biggest exterior sign for School of Rock in the whole system. It's quite impressive. So stay tuned for news there. That will be their flagship location where there will be 20 more locations throughout the country.
Wow, that's awesome. If people would like to learn more about School of Rock or have some questions for you, where can we send them?
Sure. So I'm pretty easy at PROSS at schoolofrock.com, or they can just go to schoolofrock.com.
Before we go, a quick word from Answer Connect. Today, human contact booked is more important than ever. Make sure a live professional person answers the phone every time. Answer Connect makes this happen for franchises every day with a team of professional customer service experts ready to impress your callers around the clock. Answer Connect works with many different franchises and small businesses who need 24/7 365 phone coverage, lead intake, appointments scheduled, or basic messages. They integrate with many of today's CRMs, which is just one more thing off your plate and one more opportunity for you to work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.